Today's daf is going to be learned Le'ilui Nishmas Rachel Raya Bat Sarah, which is Ilanit Safta and Ori Safta Rabba. And since Ori is a participant, she comes first. We also are learning today, of course, from Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't need our Ilui Nishmas. And we have in mind also Barnea's extraordinary mother, Aleha Shalom, Chaya Sarah Bas Tvimaisha. And I see Ori's getting along with her exercises and lifts up, and very good. Has she gotten to 150 yet, Gabi? Okay, today's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Daf Pei, and we are actually on the last two words on the bottom of Amud Beis. So yesterday, remember that we had two possibilities of how to understand this strange case in the Mishnah, in which apparently it sounded like someone who was Chayav Misa got mixed up with someone, he was a Rotzeach, got mixed up with others. We didn't know who these others were, and there was a question about whether they're just potter, whether according to Rabbi Yehuda, kotzimot ol kippah. We didn't quite understand, and we had two possibilities. So one possibility was that, as Rish Lakish says, we're not talking about people. We're talking about shvarim. How in the world could it be referring to people? We're not going to be actually Machayev's people to go into a kippah? And would we have a havamina that we would kill a people that maybe wouldn't be chayev? So we explained that maybe the idea of it was that all of these people actually were nigmar dinam, and the case was that this person, we knew that he was chayev, but we hadn't had the opportunity before he ran away and got mixed up. We hadn't had the opportunity to say, Mr. So-and-so, you are chayev. So in that case, we have this very special halakha b'fnei ha'ida that you must be recognized standing in front of the bezdin, and they tell you the din. They can't just say an abstract din in the air. And because of that, you would be potter. And Reb Yehuda says, look, everybody basically is chayiv, so put them into the kippah. So we had two different ways of learning, but today Rava says none of that makes sense. Omar Rava, if these, I don't care which one of you, it's Reish Lakish or whether it's Shmuel, the point is that it's very clear that this can't be the explanation. Because how do you explain the Braita that wants to add some insight into the Mishnah? And it says, Hainu Diktani Allah, on this Braita, on this Mishnah, the Braita says, Omer Reb Yossi, Afilu Abba Chalafta Beinehem. Even if my dad, Chalafta, was between them, they're all putter. What is that supposed to mean? First of all, obviously, we did not mistake Abba Chalafta for one of the Shvarim. That's quite clear. So Reish Lakish is totally blown out of the water. What is this supposed to mean? And Abba Chalafta was between... What are you saying? That if Abba Chalafta was one of the murderers... So then, even if that would be the case, we would also be considered to keep. I mean, I don't understand. If he's a murderer, he's a murderer. Like what? And if not, I mean, so what are you saying? Why is he different than any other innocent person? That's ridiculous, says Rava. So obviously, your pshat is wrong. The whole idea is totally different. We're not talking about mixing up people that had been in Beis Din and were paskin. We're talking about the chiyuv in the first place. There were two people standing, right? And we don't know who's got their finger on the trigger. And we're shouting, don't shoot, you're going to be chayav misa. But we don't know who we're talking to, you know? And somebody pulls the trigger, and we have no idea who pulled the trigger. Both of them are potter. And Rabbi Yossi is coming to say, even if one of them was the Gadol Hador, she's saying, we don't really think that the Gadol Hador pulled the trigger, do we? Doesn't matter. Obviously, you cannot be Machayev someone just because you're convinced that it couldn't have been the other guy. That would be insane. So if that is the case, then there's clearly something missing from the Mishnah, because Reb Yehuda would, no way Reb Yehuda was saying, is we put them both into the kippah, So there must be the other piece. So we have to put in the case that Rish Lakish added. That way it makes sense. So, and in the event, put this into the Mishnah, and in the event that it was a shor that was Nigmar Dino that got mixed up with other Shvarim. So then we have another machlokas, whether Soklinotan, meaning are we Mechayev Bezdin to actually go and take the Tircha of doing the Skila on the shore? And Rabbi Yudaimer, you don't have to be Matriach Bezdin to do that. Konsinotan the Kippah, they can all be put in the Kippah and get rid of them that way. Okay, we have a riot to this. In a very similar way from the following brayta, Tanya. It makes a lot of sense because, I mean, I understand if Rava would just be saying this based on Rabbi Yosef Chalafta, but l'maisa, it's clear from the brayta that we have the same idea. Another brayta, parasha himita v'achar kach yalda. So here, what about if a cow was pregnant, killed a person, then has a child? So now the shaila is, what is the din on that calf? That's the question. So imachelo nigmar din hayalda vada mutar. If the calf is born before the bezdin paskind, then the din is that the vlad is mutar, because we never said that the shor is a shor haniska. But if after the bezdin paskin that she becomes a surabano and she is chayev to be niskal, then the vlad is osa. If, and here's the case like our Mishnah, if it got mixed up with others, nit arev. How about if the cow became mixed up with other cows and these cows themselves became again mixed up with other cows? This is about locus. How to understand that sugya? One is that this was a sveik. In other words, out of the first tarovas, something came out, got mixed up with the second tarovas, and others learn that it's only a din in trei rubi, which is that there was first a rov, and then we added another rov onto top of that rov, which is a different din, similar in certain ways to sveik. But in any event, the din over there would be, it doesn't matter. Kunsimo tam lekipa, all of them would be aser ba'ana. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, no, you have to go bring them to Bezdin, v'soklinotan. Okay, so we see here that we have a machlokas exactly about this issue, where you don't know which shor was the one that was chayev. Tanakama says in this brisa, says what Rabbi Yudah says in the Mishnah, namely that we have to put them into the kippah, and the Rabbi Elazar in the Braita is the same as the Tanakama in the Mishnah, that it's actually a chiv on Bezdin to go to the Tircha of being Mekayim, the din of Skila. Omar, wait a minute. Something is wrong with this, especially you're trying to tell me that this is like Rava. There's another problem over here. You said that if the cow has this calf before the din was Nigmar, then the calf is mutter, right? But that means, even though at the time that the goring took place, the cow was pregnant with the calf. Uh-oh, because remember Rava's shita? Rava paskin, that in the case of a vlad hanogachat, so you have a calf that's born from a cow that was pregnant when it gored, it's usher because it's considered to be as if both mother and child had done the act of the negicha. And not only that, vlad hanirbat asur, same thing is true of a cow that was sodomized, he uvlad hanirba'u. They're both considered to be the same organism. Both of them are usher. So I understand, forget about the question that you're raising over here about our not knowing, which, that's not the point. The point is that the child should definitely be usher according to Rava. Now you're trying to tell me, Tanya Nami Hachi, that we have the same din as Rava. This is not like Rava at all. You're right. We said that wrong. So what we should say is, Ema, im at shelo nigmar dina, ibra v'yolda. Point over here was, before the Gemar Din, after the act of the Negicha, the cow conceives and gives birth, which means that neither at the time of the Negicha nor at the time of the Gemar Din was the calf present, right? So over there, there's no problem. And at the time that the calf was conceived, it was conceived from a kosher animal because the mother was not asura yet. So therefore, there would be no problem. However, im mishin gmardina ibra v'yolda, if once the psak din was on the mother, and now the mother conceives, and now it gives birth before the din, but after the gemar din. So over there, we have a different concept, and that is hanolad min ha-tameh tameh. In this case, hanolad min ha-asur asur. Since the mother was already asura b'hana'ah, so too the child is, even though the child wasn't there b'shat negicha, and even though the child wasn't there at the time of the gemar din, and we didn't paskin that the child was asur, together with the mother, all of that being based, of course, on a Gabi concept known as uber yerech imo, that the fetus is considered to be another organ in the mother's body, and therefore, if the mother's body was paskin that it's asur hana, so then the fetus was also considered to be part of that isur hana. But in this case, the fetus wasn't there, not at the time of the negicha, and not at the time of the gemar din. That's the case where it's asur. Now, what are you telling me? But you're saying that what, if in fact the would have been born in the case where it was already usher, you're telling me that it would be usher, but why is that necessarily the case? How can you tell me that Nigmar Dina Ibra Miyolda Vlada Usher, that's only true according to Mandi Omar, who says Zev Zeh Gorem Asur? Another very important Gabi concept is that the question is when you have two separate catalysts, what is the din if one of those catalysts is usur and one of those catalysts is mutter? In this case, statistics prove that you definitely need to have a father before you have a pregnancy. And therefore, if that's the case, why are we saying that necessarily? Would the Vlad be usur just because the mother was usur? I mean, this was not a Christian virgin birth over here, we're assuming, right? I mean, this cow was a very kosher religious Jew, certainly wouldn't have gone in for anything like that. So therefore, what we must be referring to is a case of Zev Zeh Gorem. So, okay, you could say what you just said before if you hold Zev Zeh Gorem as a sur, but what if you hold Zev Zeh Gorem mutar? So what are you going to say over there? Why would the very fact that the mother was asura when she conceived this Vlad be enough to asur the Vlad, since we need the father, and the father was not asur? So ma'ika l'maimar. Why would we be making this something that is a tremendous machlokas b'chlal? You're right. Says Ravina, okay. I say, we haven't settled yet on the solution. Here's the solution. We have to change the braita to read im ad shelo nigmar dina ibra v'yalda. Point over here was that the cow both conceived and had the vlad before there was a gmar din of iser. So then for sure, vlada mutar. But im ad shelo nigmar dina ibra, if first the cow actually had conceived, and then only after we paskin mishin igmar dina yalda, what it should say, that's all that it says, that in that case the vlad is us. That's for sure true. That's because uber yerech imohu, not because of the din that Zev Zeh Gorem is usur. It's simply that the psak din was on the ubar. Masha Inkin, the way we had it before, we were tangling with a completely different question, which was, if a behema that was asura conceived a vlad, would that vlad be usur? And that ignored the problem of Zev Zeh Gorem. So let's avoid that, and we can change it to read im ad shelo nigmar dina ibra. And then only after the gmar din, which meant that the gmar din is what asur the vlad, and not the fact that the mother was asur the vlad. Now, what we did say was that kol chayavei mitot, wherever we have someone that got confused, someone who was chayav, and we talked about which the confusion was between the niskolim or the nisrofim, or between the nechnokim and the neherogim. Okay, but one thing is clear, that the Mishnah is saying, I don't care which way you hold, that the Sarsayif is Chomer, or Chenik is Chomer, or whether you hold that the Skila is Chomer, or the Strafe is Chomer. The point is that we're killing someone with a Mises Bezdin that we never had told them about. What happened to Hatra'ah? Don't we have to say, you are going to be Chayiv Skila? And the guy could say, now wait a minute over here. You said I was going to be Chayiv Skila. Now you're trying to take me out and to give me Srefa? You can't do that because that's not what you said I was going to be Chayiv. So on that basis, I wasn't Chayiv at all. You must say that if the Mishnah ignores that question, Shma Mina Mutra L'Davar Chamur is Mutra L'Davar Kal. The very fact that I said to this guy, if you hold Skila is Chomer. So the very fact that I said you're going to be Chayiv Skila if you do this means that that subsumes any lesser form of Misa. So we can definitely give you a lesser Chiyiv, and that's considered to be included within the Hatra'ah. Don't do that because basically it means you could even get your Skila. Or don't do that because you'll have your head handed to you, which would mean you could even get your head handed to you, according to Rabbi Shimon. Is that true? I mean, because that actually is an interesting machlokes in Ksuvis. I mean, how come we never thought to bring a raya from here? It seems to be a absolutely clear proof from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, it's not such a clear proof. Because maybe it's talking about that he got a generic hatra'ah for a chiyav misa. We didn't tell him you're going to be niskal. We told him, don't do that because you're going to be killed. You will die. And that was enough. But that is not necessarily true, because it would have to go only according to one of the shitas about Hatra'ah. Let's take a look at this. Hachabamayaskin, you know what the case is over here in the Mishnah? Kagon Shitru Bostam. They gave them a generic Hatra'ah. You will die. But they didn't say what we're going to do to you, which would mean that it could be going only according to the Tana in this Braita, that says like this, Shar Chayvei Mitot Shebat Torah. Well, here this is talking about the case of a Midiach. So it says, all of this is Nogea, the case of the Midiach. We're over there, we do all of these crazy things, we don't have to give him proper Hasra, and we hide the aid. And you remember all of the dinim that we had special about a Midiach. That's only true about a Midiach. But anybody else in the Torah that would be Chayev Misa, he is treated across the board with all due judicial procedure. And therefore, we will not be able to kill him unless we have the best investor Mishleisha, and we have Aidim, and we have Hatra'ah, and we have to make sure that he knows what his Chiyav is. You have to tell him which Chiyav Misa he's going to be getting. You have to tell him that he is going to be chayiv, not just usher, but he is going to be killed. But it doesn't say you have to tell him. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to tell him which misa he's getting. Achir diube is a misa unerak. So that would mean that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have an answer. We can't say that no, it's no raya from here, that musr l'dover chamur musr l'dover kal, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the only way to understand our Mishnah. If we'd be going aliba to Tanakama, the Tanakama says, and you must tell him not just, don't do that, that's naughty. You have to tell him, don't do that because you will die. But you don't have to tell him that we're going to kill you with a skila. So if you hold like that, Tanakama, so then that is called a generic Hatra'ah. And therefore, our Mishnah could be talking about a generic Hatra'ah, and we wouldn't be able to bring a Raya that even if you did specify and you said to him, Skila, that that would include Srefa or vice versa, Libra Bishim. So again, this is lovely because we've already seen that the two places we've got, that we have an actual model in the Torah for some of these inyanim, we were talking about it in terms of putting them in jail, was the difference between the Mekoshesh Etzim and the Megadev. We're the only two cases we actually have in the Torah for actual judicial procedures. So once again, the Tanakama learns it out from the Mekoshesh. How could they have given this brilliant? How could you give the Mekoshesh Hasra'ah, they didn't know what the din was. So what are they going to say? So we say, Yodeah Yomarshat Mekoshesh was b'misa, mechalal amot yumat, but we didn't know which misa. So how could you possibly say that you can only give Hasra'ah if you tell him exactly what's going to happen to him, if nobody knew what was going to happen to him, including Moshe Rabbeinu himself? So isn't that a very clear indication, says the Tanakhama, that you can deliver a generic hatra'ah? There you go. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says you can't learn anything out of a mekoshesh, because the mekoshesh essentially was a one-time occurrence, right? So when you go ahead and you ask Navi, and certainly if you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachol, so what's the din? So then what is being told to you to do in a practical sense is a hora'at sha'ah. It's a one-time hora'ah. You can learn out certain dinim from the one-time hora. Obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the din of the mekoshesh is that it's beskila. So now we know it's beskila. But the fact that this particular mekoshesh would be killed, that was innate in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to tell you what to do with this bum. Go ahead and be circular. Okay, fine, that's a hora sha'ah. We don't know that you could derive from the details of the case that in all such cases, a generic hatra'ah would be sufficient. Fine. So therefore, I say, you cannot use this as a model. Now, you said, Haniskalim benisrafim. Note carefully the way that the Mishnah opens. If the people who are chayev skila got mixed up with people who were chayev in sreifa, okay, so according to Rabbi Shimon, we go for the skila because the sreifa is more chomer, and the chachomim say, no, actually we go for the sreifa because the skila is more chomer. But you're ignoring those first two words. Those are very significant words. Because if you say the niskalim are mixed into the nisrafim, then the implications are that you've got a group of nisrafim and one or two niskalim get mixed up in them, right? But the thing is that when Rav Yecheskel was teaching over this Mishnah to his younger son, Rami, and his older son, Shimon, was there, and Shimon's listening in to the way Dad is teaching the Mishnah to Rami, and he says to him, instead of saying it right the way we have it, Haniskalim b'nisrafim, so he hears his father, Rav Yecheskel, teaching his brother, Haniskalim b'nisrafim, which is mashma, that the majority were the people that were the Niskalim, a group of Niskalim, and in those Niskalim, we have a mixture of a couple of Nisrafim. So Rabbi Shimon says, what is Rabbi Shimon? So Rabbi Shimon says, sorry, I said Shimon, I meant Yehuda. So what is, I got mixed up with the Rabbi Shimon and the Mishnah. Yehuda and Rami are the two kids, right? So Yehuda is there. So Rabbi Shimon says, he explains, that Yaduna Beskila Shesri, Fachamura, et cetera, right? So anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda is listening, and this is Rabbi Yehuda, his son. And he says, Abba, Lotitinayohaki, that's not the right way to teach the Mishnah. You've got it mixed up. Because what you're saying is that if you have a rove that was chayev skila, then you're going to give sreifa according to Rabbi Shimon, because the sreifa is actually skila, because the sreifa would be more chomer, and you can't give more chomer. But that's not the reason. You wouldn't need that reason, would you? If you had a rove that were niskalim, so then that would be enough of a reason. Why would Rabbi Shimon have to excuse it on the basis of what's chomer or what's kal? You would say, we have a rov, and the rov has determined, since we go baser rov, and I can't use a case where the rov anyway would be mechayev me to do skila, because then Rabbi Shimon is just blabbing. He's saying, well, of course, by the way, what is this, a pay political announcement? We're not interested in which one is more chomer. We would go according to the rov anyway, right? So this would be a very ineffective way of teaching the Mishnah, because then Rabbi Shimon isn't saying anything that's important. He should have just said that since Rover Niskalim, so then that would be the reason. So Rabbi Cheskel says to his son Yehuda, so how do you suggest that I should say the Mishnah? Elahechiatnaya. You should say, Haniskalim b'nisrafim, the way our Daf Yomi has it. Just heard that this morning. So why does it say it the other way around? Say, Haniskalim b'nisrafim. So even though the majority are nisrafim, Rabbi Shimon says, still, you'd have to do skila because sreifa is chomer, and you don't have a right to be mechayev people something that is more chomer than their chayev. So says Rabbi Yechezkel to his son, so then if that's the case, now the Seifa doesn't work out, right? The Seifa says, V'chachomim omrim, no, you should do Sreifa because Skila is more chomer. Now the Chachomim are babbling, right? Why should they say that it's because Skila is chomer? They should say you do Sreifa because the Rov is Sreifa. So how are you gaining any traction over here by telling me that I should do it the other way? One way or the other, either the Chachamim are babbling or the Rabbi Shimon is babbling. So how wouldn't you rather have Rabbi Shimon babble than everybody babble? So my way actually makes more sense. Didn't think of that, did you? No, says Rabbi. Of course I thought of that. The point over there would be that the Rabbanan would be able to respond to Rabbi Shimon if Rabbi Shimon made sense. So assuming Rabbi Shimon makes sense. So what would that mean? Well, even though the majority is, as your son Yehuda says, that the majority are the Niskalim, we would, according to Chachomim, we would do the Nisrafim. That's this case. But what's the opening case? That even though the majority are Nisrafim, we would still do Skila because of my brilliant deduction that from the Bat Kohen, that Sreifa is Chomer. Okay, so once Rabbi Shimon actually did say something that was intelligent and necessary. So then when the Rabbanan say, we disagree with you, first of all, because we would go according to the Rov in that case, and you're wrong. Your logic anyway is wrong. So we would say, look at it from the point of view of the issue of which is more chomer by the Anusa Bas Yisrael, and here it's talking about a Nesua, when you're wrong. So, I mean, when somebody says something wrong, even though I would argue anyway because of other factors, I want to show him that he's wrong and tell him that he's wrong. That's excusable. But to start the Mishnah off in a way that Rabbi Shimon is just talking about nothing that's totally trivial right now, and he's trying to sneak in his Shita. What is this, Zelensky with Trump? I mean, you don't sneak in Shitas. You say what is Nogei of the Mishnah. And therefore, I say the only way to read the Mishnah is like your brilliant son, Yehuda. Anyway, so Shmuel overheard this, you know. And afterwards, so actually, it was true that Yehuda was right, right? And his father, Rabbi Yechezkel, was wrong. But Shmuel called Rabbi Yehuda over and said to him, remember, he used to call Rabbi Yehuda Sharpie because he was so brilliant. Anyway, so he calls him over and says, listen here, Sharpie. That is no way to talk to a father. You don't tell a father, don't read the Mishnah like that. Read it like your brilliant son. Okay, chutzpah is that. The Tanya, that's a beferish braita. Haresha ya aviv over al divrei Torah. You see your father about to do an isser. You don't say to him, Abba, avart al divrei Torah. You say to him, Abba, you know it says in the Torah, what the heck's the difference? When you know it says in the Torah, what is that any different? It's basically a slap across the face. I mean, saying that this is what it says in the Torah, I mean, that's just as insulting as telling him it's usher to do that. So, I know how. Well, I understand what the difference is between the two. I mean, you're basically saying, are you doing the right thing? So that's very embarrassing. You're right. Ella Omerla, what you should say to him, Abba. It says in the Torah, such and such. So that this is the way that Rashi understands it, that the difference is just that you should just say it as if it's irrelevant to what's happening now. Let Dad understand himself. Just say, Dad, there's such and such a pasuk. That's not the way the Rambam understands it. And the Rambam paskins that actually the point is that you say it as a question. Abba, so how do we understand the pasuk? Meaning, I'm assuming that, of course, you're doing the right thing. And I just want to understand, so how does the pasuk fit? But you're not suggesting to your father that you're doing the wrong thing. And therefore, it would be no insult whatsoever.